Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Brown with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. So our program is the Family Consumer Science Program here in Person and Granville Counties. Our main focus is food, nutrition, chronic disease, but also food safety. And with that food safety, we talk a lot about washing our hands. Now, everyone is aware of the coronavirus that's going around the world, and there's been a lot of concern and a lot of false information and false narratives that are getting out there. So we want to just remind everybody that you need to do the same things that we encourage you to do always, whether it's flu season or whether there's a new illness that's coming around. You want to avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, and stay home when you're sick. You want to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. This virus is no different than a typical cold virus. You need to take the same things, the same steps that you normally would do. You need to make sure that you're washing your hands, but you don't need to go out and buy all of this hand sanitizer or these face masks. In fact, the infection prevention specialist at University of Iowa's College of Medicine says you do not need them, nor should you be wearing a face mask. The only people that wear a face mask this time of year is if you go to the doctor and you're sick. They ask you to put the face mask on, but you don't wear a face mask to help prevent you from getting sick. The average healthy person does not need a mask, nor should they be wearing them. There has been no evidence that wearing masks on healthy people will protect them. Typically, healthy people wear them incorrectly, and you can actually increase the risk of infection because you're touching your face more often because you're wearing a mask and it's uncomfortable. And when you have this mask on your face, it's very difficult not to touch your face. You're always moving. You're always shifting. So make sure that you're just focusing on washing your hands. The masks typically are to keep droplets inside the mask. So if I'm sick, I'm not spreading those droplets out. Coronavirus is not transmitted through the air, but it is transmitted through these droplets. So you want to make sure that you're not getting those droplets on your hands. So you're washing your hands when you touch desks, when you touch doorknobs. You try to prevent from yourself from doing those things. Again, you stay home if you're sick. It is always good to clean your house. Spring cleaning is something that we always encourage, and it's a fine time to start thinking about that. Again, those doorknobs, bathroom fixtures, toilets, phones. As often as we touch our phone, everywhere that we take it, it is a high contact area that people are touching with their hands. So if you can, you want to clean with soap and water or detergent. And then the surface needs to be properly disinfected using a chemical cleaner. However, not all chemical cleaners are the same. Again, these hand sanitizers that everybody wants to use, while they are a good addition to keeping your hands clean, they do not protect against viruses. When you are looking for a over-the-counter cleaning product, read the label. They will actually say if they are EPA certified, and they will say if they kill human coronavirus, which is simply the common cold. So you don't need to get anything fancy. Make sure that you're following the directions. A lot of people, when they spray cleaners, they do not follow the directions, and they do not leave them on the surface long enough. They do not have the appropriate contact time. If you're spraying and immediately wiping, that cleaner is completely ineffective. So make sure you read the labels, that you're leaving it on the surface long enough, and that you follow the directions to the T if you're concerned about getting the flu or any other virus. But as we've always said, remain calm, wash your hands, and stay at home if you are sick. If you are feeling well and you are interested in getting some information on nutrition this month, we are having our Lunch and Learn on March 10th, next Tuesday. And it's going to be on Eat Right, Bite by Bite, because March is National Nutrition Month. So we want to give you information. We also want to talk to you about how proper nutrition can either prevent or help you control certain illnesses, chronic diseases, diabetes, heart disease, as well as certain types of cancer. So we're going to have a lot of good information next Tuesday, March 10th at our monthly Lunch and Learn. It's only $5 and you have until the end of this week to get registered. Okay, we look forward to seeing you. And again, this has been Jennifer Brown from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.